You're listening to Body by Block with Dr. Stephen Block. It's your opportunity to ask questions on the latest technology of face and body enhancement. Body by Block.
Welcome to the Body by Block Show. My name is David Hochberg, and I have Dr. Stephen Block on the phone, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon. How are you, Dr. Block?
I'm having a great day, David. How are you doing?
I'm great. I went to breakfast at the Renaissance Hotel this morning on Wacker and Lake, and I'm coming up the escalator because that's where we had that's where breakfast was. The restaurant's on the upper floors there, and there's a plastic surgeon convention going on or something. I started seeing Thermage, and I started seeing facelifts and Botox, you know, big expandable signs there, and I'm like, I wonder if Dr. Black is there. What's going on downtown? Is there a plastic surgery convention or something?
I'm not really sure. There was a couple of weeks ago, but I'm not sure what's going on right now. But frankly, I spent the whole day in the OR, so I don't really know.
That's even better. Well, I walked around and said I was you, and everybody's like, "You look fabulous." So, and I told them it was all the Thermage, and it was all the treatments, Botox. I kind of did the Renee Zellweger treatment. I said, you don't recognize me. I got a little shorter, got a little heavier, and don't look as good. But that was the look I was going for. So
right,
yeah, thanks.
Excellent.
thanks for agreeing for all that. Taller, fatter, and not as good looking.
How much weight have you lost now?
I'm down to 35.
Excellent.
Wow. Yeah, 35, and I'm considering about losing a leg to get the other 25 off because I've got really fat legs. But, those last 25 pounds, just absolute. And couple that with Halloween candy all around my house with three little girls that love to go trick-or-treating. It's kind of tough to but I think
I think one of the hardest times is right around now when all of the holidays hit.
Brutal.
And so so we always kind of warn people, especially if they've had lipo or tummy tucks, now's the time they got to really watch themselves. Got to get through the holidays at a stable weight, if possible.
Well, I'm done. We got rid of we told the girls to pick 10 pieces of candy that they want out of their 5,000 pieces of candy that they collected at a minus 40 degree, 40 below zero Halloween this year. And
yeah, wasn't it horrible?
No, it was great because I was able to come home because my kids got cold quick. But, they were running house to house, and I'm freezing my rear end. I think I lost three toes on that trick-or-treating extravaganza. But we donated all of the candy to the troops, and we sent all the stuff over that wouldn't melt, obviously, over to the troops overseas fighting for our country to get it out of our house and at least get it to the men and women fighting for our country to let them have a little joy while they're overseas.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we do. And
yeah,
so the kids got 10 pieces, thank God, because I was literally burning through five or six of those mini, and those little candy bars really put the weight on. And I'm done, and we're back on it. And we're going to be talking about breast reductions today. We have one of your patients calling in, Jody.
No, she actually had a reconstruction.
Ooh, what's that? What's the difference?
Well, unfortunately, she originally had a breast augmentation. Down the road, she developed breast cancer.
Ooh.
She had a mastectomy with an immediate reconstruction.
So you were able to do that?
Yeah.
All right. 312-521-8600 is the phone and the text line. Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned, board-certified plastic surgeon. The same Stephen Block that's been here for the past 4 months talking about plastic surgery. The same Dr. Block that you hear on WGNAM. I've been hearing the ads running, so hopefully that's starting to take root. So this is the man up in Highland Park. This is the doctor that everybody's been talking about, that everybody goes to, that he is the go-to person. And if you have any questions about plastic surgery or breast reconstruction, 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. If you don't feel comfortable talking on air, send us a text. You could also shoot your pictures over to info@bodybyblock.com. That's BODYBYBLOCH. That's how you spell block, BLOCH. It's holiday time, doctor. And what if people wanted to get their breast reconstructed that didn't have breast surgery, what would be a reason for somebody to go through the reconstruction process other than having a mastectomy?
Well, not all of us are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And there are there are many people who, as a result of pregnancy, weight gain, weight loss, their breasts have changed. They've lost volume as a result of the pregnancy, or they never really had a lot of breast tissue. It's always amazing to me how a woman's breast and body image is tied in with her psyche as to how she feels about herself. One of the more amazing things in my practice, and, you know, I'm constantly learning from my patients. I had this beautiful woman years ago, and she was drop-dead beautiful. And we did a breast augmentation on her. And she comes back to me post-op, and she says to me, this is the first time in her life that she actually thought of herself as attractive. And I was incredulous. I said, you got to be kidding. I mean, you're absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, look at you, right?
You're just beautiful.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I understand what you're saying, and people have told me that over the years. But she said, I personally never felt it. I never felt comfortable in my skin. I always was self-conscious about my body. And people said I had a pretty face, but I just didn't feel it. And now, it was amazing to me that we did a breast augmentation on her. And for the first time in her life, she just kind of blossomed. And she said, now I feel comfortable. I feel I have the confidence about my body. I could accept those compliments, and I feel it for the first time in my life. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was amazed, and I'm always amazed by my patients, and I always learn stuff from them. So it's important to listen to what the patients always have to say. There's always a little gem in there, and I think it helps me do a better job at what I do.
Did she have any type of children or any type of children? She just didn't have any
strange
kids?
Children. She had a couple of kids.
So did that take a wallop out of her body too, or no? Or she just
no. I mean, the woman was in great shape and everything. She just, you know, that was an area of her body that was never, you know, it seemed to have been forgotten. She had, you know, she just wasn't. She didn't have any really, I mean, she was like a minus A. I mean, she just didn't have any breasts. And was always wearing padded bras and everything, but really felt self-conscious about it her entire life. And finally, in her 30s is when I met her, she finally got it fixed. And I was amazed that it had that kind of a profound effect on her. But it did.
Is there any difference between a breast augmentation and a breast reconstruction? Because I know a lot of women, when they go through cancer treatment and, you know, they have a mastectomy, they have to put spacers in there? Or what's the right?
It kind of depends. You know, if a woman never had a breast augmentation or, you know, just her normal breast and let's say they have to do a mastectomy, mm-hmm. Then often you don't have enough skin left in order to do an immediate reconstruction. So we put a temporary spacer in there. It's kind of like a balloon that's filled with water with a valve. And then over a period of weeks after it's healed, we inject fluid into this expander. It stretches out the overlying skin and muscle. And then you bring them back for a secondary procedure and put in a more permanent implant.
Is there a lot of pain for somebody going through a reconstruction surgery like that?
I wouldn't say a lot, but there definitely is pain. And actually, your next patient who's going to talk, I ask her. I mean, though she was and is a remarkable person who just bounced through this entire thing. And since we were able to do an immediate reconstruction, she never really, at least with me, she never really went through that real sense of loss that a lot of patients feel after a mastectomy.
312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. If you want to reach Dr. Block directly, you could give him a call at his medical facility, med spa, and operating facility at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, which is directly west of the Highland Park High School athletic fields, 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You could also call that number to schedule a time to appear and get treatment at the med spa located in the Glen in Glenview at 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview, 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. So the difference between a breast augmentation and a breast reconstruction, when you go through that, the woman obviously has already gone through a mastectomy for the breast reconstruction, or are there any other times where somebody would come to you for a breast reconstruction that didn't have a mastectomy?
Well, I see it both ways. You sometimes see a patient who is going to be, you know, she's already had a biopsy. Mm-hmm. They've elected to do a mastectomy, and she'll see me in consultation wanting either an immediate reconstruction, or we're going to start the first stage of a reconstruction, whether it's putting in an expander or some other means in terms of a reconstruction. But I also see those patients who've had mastectomies and they're well healed, and they come to me now that they're healed, they've gone through maybe chemo or radiation or whatever, and they would like to have a reconstruction.
Are you in the operating room while they're getting the mastectomy to reconstruct it after the surgeon gets done removing the breast, or no?
It varies. At times I am, times I'm not. It just kind of depends. You know, the point of the mastectomy, obviously, is to cure the patient of her cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my role, then, to do the reconstruction with whatever is left behind. I'm supposed to now make it work and put it all back together again and make it look pretty. Sometimes the surgeon who's doing the mastectomy may or may not want me there because, you know, there's a little, you know, because his priority is to cure her. My priority is to make it look good. There's a little bit of a conflict, but there shouldn't be. But I don't really want to alter his operation in terms of conserving tissue if he thinks it's going to alter her outcome.
Right.
So I don't want to be there sometimes as a negative force in terms of how much he's taking out.
What would the time period typically be for a woman that has a mastectomy to come to your office after the procedure to start the reconstruction process in full force? Is it a week? Is it a month? Is it different because everybody's different?
It's a little bit, it varies. It depends what treatments they're recommending after the mastectomy, whether they're recommending any radiation or chemo or any of those things. If they're not, you could begin some of the reconstructions, if it's after the fact, you know, within a period of months. If I'm involved initially, we usually do something right at the time of surgery.
You're listening to the Body by Block show, sponsored by Dr. Block and the fine offices of Body by Block. Med spa and operating facility at 1160 Park Avenue, West Highland Park. Phone number up there is 847-432-0840. I've had procedures in both your Highland Park and Glenview facilities. They are both unbelievably clean and staffed with ladies that know what they are doing, that made me feel real comfortable with the procedures that I was getting so I could talk about it on the air. If you are interested in taking photos of yourself or your loved one or somebody near you that you think would like to get some type of reconstructive surgery for the holidays, no better gift than to give the gift of youth. Take a selfie and email it to info@bodybyblock, that's BLOCH.com, info@bodybyblock.com. Dr. Block will look at the pictures, email you back to set up a time where you could come in for a full consultation. He'll give you a brief overview of what, if he thinks he could help you or not, and then schedule a full-blown consultation so he could go into greater detail on how he could help you like he helped Jody. Jody, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, very good. Thanks for having me call in.
Well, thanks for calling in. And we're going to start with you. I always ask this question at the beginning of the show to all of Dr. Block's patients that share their stories with us. What was it about Dr. Block that made you go to Dr. Block to get treatment in the first place?
You mean the first procedure I had, or how did I find Dr. Block?
Start with how you found Dr. Block and why you chose Dr. Block to do the procedures.
It was by word of mouth, reputation, and by other clients that had been there, and I had seen wonderful, successful results that didn't look like they had had anything done. They just looked more youthful.
And the reconstructive surgery that Dr. Block did on you, what was the first consultation like? Because everybody, Jody, is nervous about that first initial meeting. You know, what's he going to say? I gotta get naked. I gotta wear the paper underpants. I gotta do this. What was that first consultation like when you visited with Dr. Block the first time?
Extremely comfortable, professional. You know that it's all clinical, so if you go in there with that mindset, he and the girls that staff there are all make you feel very comfortable. It's a comfortable office. Gets right to business on what he sees that he think could do to help improve what you're looking to improve, and just his opinion and looking also for, he's looking for my opinion on what it is I wanted. He's not trying to say, well, I think you should do this and not what you want, or, you know, he works with you very well.
Was he able to meet your expectations? You know,
absolutely.
Okay, and those expectations that after you got the work done, when you mingled with your friends and went back out into the workforce and socially, did anybody comment on the work that Dr. Block performed?
No, because they didn't know I had anything done. I just always get comments of, there's no way you say, you know, you're the age that you say you are, because I've had I've had a number of things with Dr. Block. First was a minor facelift, mm-hmm. and then after my mastectomy, I had implants put in and a breast lift, and then I had a couple years later had to have a mastectomy in one breast, so I, you know, knew exactly where to go back to, and everything I've done with him has been very successful.
So it says here, Doc, that Jody did a facelift of the face and the neck, and then a lowered lid blepharoplasty.
Blepharoplasty.
I almost got it this time. Blepharoplasty.
You're getting better.
I'm getting better. It's been 16 weeks. You'd think I'd get these four-syllable words down a little better. But walk us through a facelift of the face and neck and the lower lid. What was that about with Jody, and what type of results were you able to provide for her?
Well, again, it was an early lift, and so I happen to favor doing things a little bit early rather than a little bit late. My feeling is, in terms of the aging process, if you could kind of nip it when I say, like, if you think about it, when the wax is beginning to melt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you intervene at that time, you could do a subtle lift, tighten up the jawline, tighten up the laxity in the neck. People aren't really going to notice all that much because it's early, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't dream that you really had anything done. So you look good. The fascinating part is what happens over the next 10 years, and that is basically, as your friends are falling apart, they are.
Yeah.
They look at you and they say, God, you just never age.
Yeah.
And the patient, you know, the patient says, whatever. I'm just lucky. It's all in one's genes. And then if you come back at some point, let's say 10 to 15 years later, and let's say you have another less invasive lift, but again, you're just putting things back where you want them to be and adding a little further tautness and returning things from whence they came. Again, it looks amazingly natural, and you will always look better than your friend of the same age who's having his or her lift for the first time. So let's say you take someone in their 40s, you do an early lift, no one's ever going to notice that they have it done. They wouldn't dream that they, you know, would have a lift at that point. Then they come back in their late 50s to, or, you know, or so, and they have a secondary lift. Again, they haven't aged anywhere near what that first person in her 50s would normally look like. So the results aren't that shocking, so it isn't totally obvious to anyone else. The fascinating part is if you look at the person who's now had the two lifts, one in early 40s, the other one in the 50s or so, and compare that to the woman or man who has their first lift in late 50s to 60, the person who has had two lifts always looks better than the one who's had the one, and clearly has aged more gracefully. So I always tell patients, if maintaining a youthful appearance is important to you, you're better off having a less invasive procedure done early rather than waiting until things become very well defined. That's much harder to correct. So the results on some, once things are really well defined, the results certainly are more stunning, but they sometimes don't hold up quite as long. And you look good, but you still don't look as young as the person who started on this journey a little bit earlier.
So, Jody, what was it about your neck and your face that you weren't so thrilled about? And what was Dr. Block able to do to modify it to your liking?
Well, it's exactly what he said. Because I was still in my 40s, and I didn't want to walk in and people say, oh, my God, what did you have done? I wanted to continue to look youthful, mm-hmm. but I knew that I needed to nip it in the bud before it started to be to a point where people would drastically know that I had something done, that I looked extremely different. So I could see that I had a little sagging going on, and the skin was getting a bit looser, mm-hmm. and I just needed to have, wanted to have it tightened up a little bit. So it was just a minor facelift and, neck lift.
Were you amazed that your friends didn't really notice what was done? It was so subtle, but yet you could tell the difference because you went through the procedure. Was it amazing to you that more people didn't notice?
No, because my mother has been a patient of his for years, and I've followed in her footsteps of and hearing people say how youthful she looks and how beautiful she looks. So I expected the same results, and I knew I would get the same results. And it's terrible to say, but you gotta love it when people say, "God, you look good for your age." And that's just what you want to keep getting. You don't want to say what did you do? You just want to hear you look great, and that's exactly what I got.
Did you have any of the skincare treatment prior to going to the facelift, or did you do the facelift and then back it up and sustain it with the skincare treatments?
Well, at the time, I was not as knowledgeable about the skincare treatments that his office does now offer. Mm-hmm. That I do go in and have done bi-monthly sometimes, because it just feels that you're getting pampered. But I didn't do anything beforehand because I said I still was feeling somewhat youthful, but I think that the technology and the procedures that they have in his office have come so far and are so wonderful that it's a whole different ballgame now.
All right, so let's talk about the abdominoplasty. What was that all about?
Abdominoplasty.
It's at 18 on my ACT, Jody. That's why I got the 18. I couldn't get over the three-syllable words. What was the abdominoplasty all about?
I was the perfect candidate for, I'm very slender, always had a very, very flat stomach my entire life without having to do anything, and then I had twins. And I had the loose skin and absolutely flat underneath, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I needed to just have that tuck. I needed to have that little roll that was nothing but, skin taken in to get back to my flat stomach that I knew was underneath there. And that's exactly where I got back to.
Doctor, do you recommend that skinny people gain weight before having pregnancies so this doesn't happen? Because I'd be a perfect candidate. I could carry three kids, Jody, and nobody would know the difference. Okay, because I'm just a mess. But is that typical? Jody's skinny, real thin skin. Skinny tummy, flat tummy, has a baby, and then everything.
Well, she had twins too.
God bless you, Jody. My God,
I don't know how people do it.
Yeah, forget about it. I got three girls, Jody, 10, 8, and 6. I salute you with twins, my friend. For love of goodness gracious. So you take a very, very physically fit person like Jody, doctor, flat stomach, her self-described flat stomach. You throw twins in there, which one baby is enough, but you throw twins in there for the love of goodness gracious. And that's got to do a wallop on a body.
It does. I think it's shocking. Because especially you take a woman who's in good shape, works out, does everything that she can to maintain her body. We only go around once. It's nice to go around in a body that kind of performs the way we want it to. And, it's great having the kids. But then you look at yourself, and then, quite frankly, no amount of dieting or exercise is often going to correct it. So you'd like to have the kids, but I don't blame women for wanting to get their body back.
There's just no way to get rid of that excess skin, is there, other than surgery? Or is
there?
Well,
no, there's not. I mean, once that skin tone is shot, and that really is on a genetic basis. Sometimes our collagen or skin is more elastic than others, and you do see patients who have pregnancies, multiple pregnancies. I saw a woman the other day, and she had gone through 5 pregnancies, and I looked at her and I said, "This is amazing. Your body looks, your abdomen looks incredible." She said, "I know. My abdomen looks great," but she was here about her breast. That didn't look quite so great. So it just kind of depends how you're going to react. And that really is on, obviously how much weight you gain with the pregnancy counts. But supposedly, let's say you didn't gain that much weight, but sometimes it doesn't matter. The muscles are shot. The skin is shot. There's nothing the patient can do to fix it short of having an abdominoplasty. And that's a great operation. I think of any operation, the degree of improvement versus the trade-off. The trade-off being a scar in the low abdomen, hopefully in the bikini area, and a little scar around the belly button.
So, Jody, how much of a process was the recovery for that type of procedure?
I barely remember it, so it must have been very minimal. And until you mentioned and reminded me that I had the procedure, because my stomach is just as flat as, I'd had my whole life, except for after the pregnancy, I forgot I even had it. That's how, it just feels like it's always been this way.
And no scar? I mean, is the scar noticeable?
No. Look at that. It's not noticeable at all. Like I said, I forgot I even had it till you reminded me.
All right, well, we won't talk about the other 7 procedures that you had.
Yeah, right.
So don't want to bring back those memories. All right, that's it. No, we're going to be talking about the exchanging of the implants after the break and the reconstruction after your mastectomy and all that stuff, because there's a lot of women, Jody, that fall into your bucket, your category.
That's okay.
That have gone through a mastectomy. I could think of 5 of my girlfriends off the top of my head right now. Three of them had breast augmentations, then had breast cancer and had to do the mastectomy, and 2 of them didn't. And it was just a different type of procedure that they had to go through, different type of recovery. And we learned from other people's procedures, and I salute you for calling in, and we'd love to go into more detail on those after we take a quick break. You've been listening to The Body by Block Show. We're talking about breast reconstruction surgery after a mastectomy, coming back after the break. If you want to reach Dr. Block, you can give him a call at 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. 2 facilities, an operating facility and med spa located at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, and a med spa-only facility located in the Glen at 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. Bodybyblock.com, B-L-O-C-H, is the website. Info by Body by Block, BLOCH.com, is where you email your selfies to give Dr. Block an idea of what types of things you have going on your body and what procedures he might be able to supply to make you look younger and healthier and feel better about yourself. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Come back with a little cool jazz here, Doctor. 312-521-8600. I never know what Brian's going to put on. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Phone and text line. Dr. Stephen Block on the phone with one of his patients by the name of Jody. You're listening to the Body by Block show on WGN.FM. A copy of the show, a podcast of the show, will be posted on WGN.FM within the hour, about 4 o'clock hour today. And you can download previous podcasts of Dr. Block's previous shows with his other wonderful patients who just add a lot of energy and give a lot of hope to people out there and prospective patients out there that have gone through different types of procedures or just want to make themselves feel better, feel younger, to, you know, maybe do an eye lift, maybe do a facelift, maybe do a tummy tuck, maybe get their some liposuction. But we're going to be talking about breast reconstruction right now. Phone lines are open. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. You can reach Dr. Block at 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. Email your selfies to info@bodybyblock.com. And Dr. Block will get back to you to tell you what he thinks he could do to enhance your look and schedule an appointment so you could get a consultation. So, Jody, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about something that was probably a little painful, your breast reconstruction. Thank God everything went great. But I want to start in 08 when you had the breast lift and swapped out the implants. Can you walk us through those procedures real quick before we get to the reconstruction of what you did in 2012? Is that possible?
Sure. Again, as I got older, I actually felt I'm extremely athletic, and I wanted to go when I was much younger, as many young women do. They feel they want to have bigger, fuller breasts. But as I became older, I didn't want to be so large, and I also wanted, because I'm so athletic, I just wanted smaller breasts, but I also felt it was time because age, gravity, I thought it would be kind of kill two birds with one stone. So we went down a size and did a lift at the same time.
So you went down a size?
I went down a size.
And doctor, do you find that a lot of women, as they get older, do swap out their implants for smaller implants to go in their later years?
It really, yeah, it is not uncommon. A lot of women, when they're younger, they want their breasts to be a little bit larger and fuller. Often as they get older, they start to think, well, this is starting to look a little bit matronly, and they would often prefer that it be a little bit smaller. So, yeah, I often do see it.
And Jody, Dr. Block has said once, if he said it once, he said it 10 times on the show, you really don't want your breasts to arrive to the party before you do.
And no, that, exactly.
And that's kind of like, hey, look who's here. And, you know, all they're looking at is your sweater or your T-shirt and not at your face. And that's really the feature that you should be highlighting, is your face and not your boobs. So was that a major shift for you to go down and have the lift? Was that a lifestyle change for you?
It was a lifestyle change in that after having kids and being being extremely active, and because I am in a tank top or a bathing suit almost all summer, I just wanted to feel comfortable and not, you know, with the kids' friends over. I don't want to feel like I'm putting the girls out there. I just, you know.
Right.
So it just felt more natural to go down a size with my age.
And did your friends notice that? I know they didn't notice the face and what you did around your stomach, but did they notice what you did with your breasts? Or was it just such a minor...
You know, I wasn't very large. I just went down one size.
Okay.
So it's almost like a facelift in that you just tighten things up a little bit to enough that people think you look nice, but they don't know what you did different.
So, Dr. Block, when Jody went down in size with the implants, did the breast lift make it displace some of that size that she lost with the implant going down in CCs?
Well, it did, because if you're doing a lift, if you think about it, if you're standing in front of the mirror and your breast sag, then the nipple is lower on the breast than it ideally should be. The essence of the operation then is to raise the nipple up to a higher location and then to tighten the skin from underneath the breast. So you're reducing the excess skin, and then you're rearranging the underlying breast tissue and the nipple. And the position of the nipple is probably the most critical part of any breast lift. And so it's all about the nipple.
It's all about the nipple. That's what that's a phrase that pays. It's all about the nipple. And if you hear that again, you should we'll do like that guy does on Bravo Network. If you hear that line, you have to drink. So 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Let's talk about the reconstructive surgery here, Jody. And I applaud you and salute you for being a breast cancer survivor. You're a warrior out there, and all the other women and men that have had breast cancer. A lot of people don't realize how prevalent breast cancer is in men as well as women, and that's why we need to keep check on this thing. So.
No, but actually the most amazing thing about Jody, I mean, I was amazed, and most women, when presented with breast cancer, they always go through a period of rejection, anger, denial, the whole gamut of emotions. And Jody, at least in front of me, she said, "That's okay, I got Dr. Block. He'll fix
it." That's exactly right. That's exactly
and
right.
And she never, this woman, she's fabulous. She never missed a beat, which to me was amazing. And, I think she gets it, what's important in life. You know, okay, I could deal with this. It could be fixed. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to go on. And she's great. I mean, she really is. I truly admire her attitude about life. It's great.
So, Jody, you had the procedure, right? Okay. So,
cancer doesn't run in my family. So when they told me that I had breast cancer and I would have to have a mastectomy, and this was all within a 24-hour period, I kind of looked at my husband and I said, well, we know who to call.
Yeah.
I got my guy. So that's because of the confidence that I have with Dr. Block. I knew it was a no-brainer. And when their office said, well, when would you like to do this? Because I called basically the same day. I said, as soon as you can get me in, let's get her done. And the mastectomy part was easier than I could ever imagine, and I'm glad I had a very, I hate to say laid-back attitude about it, but because I was so comfortable with him, it just was, let's just get it done. It's just another procedure that I know I'm in good hands with.
Well, it sounds on the phone that I've never met you, I've never seen pictures of you, that you've got a slender physique, okay?
Yeah.
And me, I'm a big tub of goo, so, putting spacers in my chest is no problem because you can get...
I didn't have to do it in her case because if you think about it...
Oh, because you already had the breast, the implants in there.
She already had the spacer, correct.
Oh,
you got it.
So I forgot about... So you went in... For the procedure, they took the implant out, did what they needed to do.
And then I replaced it with a larger implant.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think of
that. To basically make up for the loss of tissue that they were taking out. But the other thing I'd also like to mention in terms of a mastectomy and reconstruction is at some point you usually have to address the opposite breast. You may have to modify the shape or size at some point of the opposite breast. And in terms of a reconstruction, there's always there's always some tweaking, and the body does, and the healing process is kind of different. So if you want things to always look good, there is some ongoing tweaking, modification. You also have to come back at a later time, and we make a nipple. And so... It's a certain amount of tweaking. So I sometimes see, and the reason why I bring this up, I sometimes see patients who've had reconstruction elsewhere. And they basically, and they sometimes come in and they say to me, my doctor screwed up. And I look at them and I say to them, no, your doctor didn't screw up. For what was done, you had a really good result so far. And quite frankly, you ought to go back. There's a certain degree, unfortunately, of maintenance with reconstruction of the breast, depending upon the aging process and how your body reacts and how things settle. And over the years, you sometimes need some tweaking. And so that's why I think it's important to have trust in your doctor, maintain that trust, and maintain the dialogue between the two of you, because, quite frankly, it is somewhat of an ongoing process.
Did you go with a prosthetic nipple, Jody, or were they able to save your nipple in the procedure with the mastectomy?
No, Dr. Block took a small section, which there's no scar at all, on the inner part of my thigh. And, you know, it was the one question I didn't even ask. I figured if they could save it, they'd save it. If they couldn't, they couldn't. Yeah. And, the one that he made is just fine. You can't, I swear to God, you cannot tell the difference.
Wow. Yeah, because one of the five girlfriends that, friends that are girls, and if my wife's listening, I don't have time for a girlfriend. So, a friend of mine that's a female that had a double mastectomy, right? It's the same thing as you. It was not prevalent in her family. She was, 5 foot tall, 90 pounds, straight up and down, right? Very, very, very petite. She went in, boom, had a double mastectomy and had the spacers and had her breast reconstructed. And they took both nipples off, Jody. And over lunch one day, we started talking about nipples, right? She's like, yeah, I'm running without them right now, and I think I want them. And I'm just like, okay, pass the ketchup, right? I don't even know where I'm going with this conversation. And so me with my big mouth, I'm like, okay, so let's talk about nipples, right? Where do you get them? How do you go about them? And we had this whole conversation about different feels and prosthetic nipples and different colors and different sizes. And how are you able to recreate a nipple out of her own skin, Doc, where other people have to go with prosthetic nipples?
Well, you can, and it really I take a skin graft, which makes the areola, around the nipple. The actual nipple, I create little flaps from the existing skin. It's a cool little operation, and so that gives the projection of the nipple, and then I put a skin graft around it, and once that's healed, depending upon what the color is of the opposite nipple, we may add some tattooing to it as well.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
At the end of the day, if you have a reconstruction of your breast, quite frankly, until you put a nipple on it, it doesn't look like a breast. It looks like a mound. And without a nipple, our mind, when we look at it, we don't think breast until there's a nipple, and then all of a sudden, it is a breast.
Unbelievable. So let's talk about fillers, Doc. What type of fillers did you use with Jody?
Oh, let's see. She's had, over the years, she's had Botox, she's had Juvederm, probably a little bit of Bellotero. She's also had some skincare treatments. She's had Fraxel, the Thermage. She's had Photofacial. So again, it's a long, it's a patient who's been with me for years and hopefully for years to come. And in terms of the Thermage of the face, I often use that now I'll often do it sometimes before a facelift, because if you could put off the time before you really need the facelift, that's good. And then a couple of years after a facelift, sometimes there's just a little bit of laxity. And so if you do the Thermage, which is basically short bursts of radio, the frequency, which heats up the collagen. If you could heat up the collagen beneath the skin, then over the next 4 to 6 months, you get some remodeling of the collagen and some skin tightening. It looks extremely natural. We've been doing it for years. Quite frankly, I've had it done on myself almost on a yearly basis. I think it's great. So I look great for 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So if you could put off the time before you need a facelift, or you could extend the time in between facelifts, I think that's great. And for many patients, with the use of these minimally invasive, well, actually it's non-invasive treatments, maybe you'll only need one facelift your entire life, and then we can maintain it with the thermage periodically. And quite frankly, you'll always look good. In terms of the Fraxel, we have various types of Fraxel. The Fraxel that Jody has been the Fraxel Restore, which is an incredible piece of technology. It is two wavelengths. One's a 1550, the other's 28 or 27, something like that. And that takes care of pigment. The other one takes care of skin texture. There's few skincare treatments out there, I think, that give as much of a wow effect as a Fraxel treatment. It's really becoming, I think, the backbone of our skincare clinic. And then there's the Photofacial, which gets rid of a lot of the sun damage. So she's had, you know, she's done everything.
And the Photofacial is remarkable because I just had that done when I went to visit him for a follow-up. And because I am outside athletically so much that even with, you know, sun care, I still can't avoid some sun damage. And you don't realize the magnitude that you have until you do Photofacial. And it brings, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Block, all of the damage from underlying skin to the surface. So when you come home, you say, oh, my God, look at all these dark spots that have now come to the surface, and within a couple days, they just, as your skin sloughs off naturally, dead skin cells, it all comes off, and you're back to, you know, beautiful, fresh skin, top and bottom.
That's true. Kind of, yeah, it's great. Great treatment.
Did you cry? Because I cried. I had the I had the Photofacial, and I cried, and because because I'm a wimp, and I would be in the psych ward if I had kids. So. Yeah,
I actually thought it was very, very almost pain-free.
Oh,
so
good.
You must have a very low pain tolerance.
Thanks for accusing me of being a wimp. That's very nice.
Yeah, you have to realize she's had kids. And
I know.
Haven't.
And
yeah.
There's never. And if men had to have kids, we wouldn't have a population problem in China right now. So, wasn't it cool how the spots got darker and darker and darker, and then you wake up one morning and all that's left is like a new skin red spot because it just fell off overnight or in the shower or something,
amazing.
And your skin just looks and feels so much better and so much younger. And you know, I've had it, and I've had a lot of the treatments that you've had, and it's a fascinating experience to see yourself look younger within about 2 weeks after the procedure, because all of the bad stuff is falling off. So here.
Well, and on the other side of the spa, of their facility, and I can't remember the name of this one, so Dr. Block will have to tell you. As you know, as we get older, women more so than men, we get the saggy skin on our legs, and we don't. There's all the exercise in the world can't get rid of it, so they have a skin tightening procedure that helps to tighten up the skin on the legs, the cellulite.
And that's worked wonders for you.
It's just been dramatic. It's been fantastic.
All right, so here's the deal, Jody. We usually end with Dr. Block, but since you're such an inspiration with your breast, you know, being a breast cancer survivor and going through all the procedures, nipping it in the bud, like you said early, talk to the listener out there about, number one, getting in early to get the procedures done so you don't look as dramatic as Renee Zellweger when you get older. Or a Joan Rivers as she gets older. If you do a little bit at a time, it's subtle and people don't recognize. And about going to Dr. Block and the trust you had because of the relationship your mother had with him and all the procedures that you've done in the past. Talk to the listener about getting off their butts and getting in to see Dr. Block.
Well, that's exactly right. If you want to continue to look youthful as you get older without people questioning you and looking at you funny, the minute you look in the mirror, and everyone knows this moment, you have that aha moment like, oh, God, I'm starting to look a little older. That's it right there. Right there. That's not the morning if you had a few too many drinks or something, you're a little puffy. This is the moment you look in the mirror and you see yourself all of a sudden, wow, I'm starting to age. That's when you want to nip it in the bud. Right there. And as Dr. Block said, sometimes maybe later in life, if you might need to do another facelift, you can. You'll have another aha moment. But with a lot of his procedures that they have there, you can also maintain that look and possibly may not need another facelift. Everyone is different. But that's been the key to my success, where everyone continually says they just can't believe my age. I'm 53, and they still think that I'm in my 40s, in my early 40s. So.
Wow, I'm 47, and people think I'm 63. So, yeah, I got
you
a lot
need
of
more work, David.
I need a lot more work. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're going in separate directions here, Jody. That's all I got to say. So, I appreciate you calling in and joining the show. You've been listening to the Body by Block Show. Dr. Block's patient, Jody, cancer survivor, breast reconstruction reconstructionist survivor, and has shared her story today. And, Doc, another great guest, another great success story that Jody shared with us, which was great. You've been listening to the Body by Block Show. You can contact Dr. Block by calling him at 847-432-0840. You can visit him at his operating facility in MedSpot, 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, or 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. Or you could send your pictures to info@bodybyblock.com, info@bodybyblock.com. And I just want to end on this. Jody, talk about the robes, because it's holiday season and our first shipment of robes from China are coming in, and we're going to be selling them for at least $350 a robe. Your feelings about the robes at Dr. Block's office.
Okay, so just a cute little ending story is, because I have been a frequent flyer, we have one of his robes in every one of our guest rooms. And so everyone has a Body by Block that comes to visit us.
That's great. And what, at least wearing the robe, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there you go. With less pain of going through an actual operating procedure, they'd be like, I earned that robe and I hope you're enjoying it. So if you want your own robe, give Dr. Block a call at 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You go to his website, bodybyblock.com. That's bodybyblock, BLOCH.com. Send your photos to info@bodybyblock.com for a free mini consultation, and Dr. Block will set up a full-blown consultation after viewing your picture. Dr. Block and Jody, thanks for sharing your time with us today, and we'll be back next Thursday.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.